If you or someone you love struggles with a gambling addiction, please call 1-800-GAMBLER today. And please, gamble responsibly. Hello, everyone, and welcome into another episode of Sports Betting by Dummies. I am your host, Patty Parlays. And joining us again after his one episode hiatus, we got our lovely co-host, Diz. Diz, welcome back, buddy. We missed you.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. Had to work late. I was absolutely crushed when I couldn't be on the pod, but glad to be back for sure.
Absolutely. Well, we're glad you're back. And joining us again, our resident Eagles fan, our football expert, our marketing expert, our just expert of everything ever, Connor. Connor, welcome back.
Thank you. Diz, with you out, those were too big a shoes to fill. I couldn't handle it. Too much pressure.
I appreciate that. Did good, though.
Thanks.
Awesome. Well, it is Thursday. That means we're going to be talking college football, at least initially. There are three top 25 matchups this week, so I'm going to go through all those. First game, we got Alabama versus Florida. Alabama comes in at minus 14.5 point favorites. If you recall, this was about the same line as it was against Miami. I actually think Bama may have been 13.5 point favorites in that one. I don't exactly remember. Florida actually has the better run game. They have the number one rushing offense in college football. However, Alabama has the better passing game, and they have the advantage in the all-important turnover margin. I know, just like everything, everyone is looking to get the value and always bet against Alabama, against the favorites, but I don't think we're there yet. Now is not the time. I'm taking Bama in the points. Diz, you got any thoughts or anything on this one?
I think you have to pass when you play Alabama, so their run game, it's almost irrelevant. You can't beat Alabama unless you pop off offensively, and you can't really pop off offensively by running the ball. I'm going to stay away. I took Ohio State minus 14.5 last weekend, and they lost. So I'm kind of staying frosty, but I think Bama's going to roll.
Yeah, and one thing that I always like to focus on is turnover margin. Bama doesn't turn the ball over, and so if you're not – you know, careful with the ball, especially against Bama, they'll take advantage. And I just think Bama's too much for Florida, but should be a good game, should be a good SEC battle. So something to keep an eye on there. Next game, Auburn versus Penn State. Penn State is coming in at 5-point favorites. Auburn is actually statistically better. They have a better offense and a defense. But the thing people aren't focusing on is strength of schedule. Auburn has played Alcorn State and Akron. Those two teams might be the worst teams in college football this season. Penn State has played Wisconsin and Ball State. So you can see there that Penn State has obviously had the tougher schedule and has been tested more frequently. Until I see how Auburn handles adversity, I will not trust them. I saw them play a lot last year. They screwed me a bunch last year. This team hasn't changed all that much. Granted, they do have a new coach in a new system, but I just think Penn State at home and it being a wideout, I think it's just too much for Auburn, so give me Penn State in the points.
I think wideout's actually a huge thing, all jokes aside. This might be a rout. I was a little surprised at the 5-point line. I was expecting like a field goal, but I think you nailed it with the strength of schedule. Penn State might be, I mean, that week one win against Wisconsin, after that win, it's kind of a breath of fresh air. They think they can win the Big Ten East, especially now that Ohio State has lost. So I think Penn State rolls here. I'm actually taking Penn State minus 5. Not a best bet, but I'm loving the Nittany Lions this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. And I kind of try to emphasize this early on this year. Last year, Penn State had a very off and weird year due to COVID. Now that this year is kind of back, a lot of these teams that have been good for years before are starting to return to their prior form, and I think Penn State falls into that category. So give me Penn State in the points. The final top 25 matchup we have, Arizona State versus BYU. Now, Arizona State is a road favorite here. They're coming in at -4, but BYU is coming off a big win against Utah in the Holy War. That was also at home. BYU is at home here. And it's another situation where strength of schedule matters. Arizona State statistically better, but they haven't played anyone. And BYU, they have the advantage in the all-important turnover margin. So, again, I'm taking BYU +4 points here.
I have no clue. I'm like, West Coast college football is like reading the Rosetta Stone to me. I'm going to stay away. Might be a great game to watch, though. Is it a 7 o'clock time?
I think it's like 10 o'clock.
Oh, because it's West Coast, obviously. Yeah. And it's, I don't know. Going to be fun to watch. I just have no idea how to gamble on this.
This one of the three we've talked about so far, this one for me was the hardest one to kind of gauge or have any idea with.
Yeah.
I didn't see the BYU-Utah game, but BYU won by, I think, like 9 points or something. It could be a massive letdown spot for them, but I'm trusting BYU and Provo. Give me BYU here. So that's our college football kind of talk, or at least our initial talk. So let's move into the daily fantasy. Now, we started talking daily fantasy last time with me and Connor. We're back on it again today. Every Thursday night, every Monday night, we are going to give you guys our daily fantasy lineups for the single game daily fantasy. So I don't know if anyone else wants to start, or I can just go ahead and start.
Send it.
Go for it.
Okay. So, like before, pick 5 players from either team. MVP is 1.5 points. And so for my MVP, I'm going Taylor Heinicke. So there's 2 reasons kind of why I went Heinicke over Danny Dimes. First, I think Washington's defense is better. I think there is a better chance that Heinicke gets more points, and I think there's a chance that Danny Dimes could put up a stinker tonight. Second reason, I actually think the public will be more on Danny Dimes. I don't know that the public has bought into the Heinicke hype yet, but I think it is real. And so I'm kind of going against the public a little bit here, but also I think Washington has a better defense. And then as per my normal daily fantasy lineup, I am going Danny Dimes. Daniel Jones is my another one of my players. I just think quarterbacks get way too many fantasy points. So I'm going Danny Dimes there. And then I'm going Sterling Shepard. So this is probably my favorite player on here. He had 7 catches for 133 yards and a touchdown in week 1. And he led the team in targets. So I think he's leading or emerging as a favorite for Danny Dimes. And I could see him scoring multiple times tonight, which before we go any further, Connor, you want to mention that? If not, that's fine. I can just keep going.
Sorry, I just realized my mic was off. So, you're talking about the Sterling Shepard bet?
Yep.
All right, so my man Sterling Shepard for +3,000 right now. It was +2,900 when I looked at it this earlier and placed my bet. So 2 touchdowns in a single game, you're looking at +3,000 right now. I think that is going to be the man to throw to in this game tonight, at least for the Giants.
Yep, absolutely. And I love it. And you know what? Bet together, win together. I jumped on this with you. We've kind of been spreading it across our office. We're now spreading it on the airwaves. I think you guys got to jump on Sterling Shepard to score 2+ touchdowns at that kind of those kind of odds. I mean, that is just unheard of for a #1 wide receiver.
That value.
Great value. But thank you for mentioning that, Connor. We had to get that out in here somewhere, and I figured that was the right time to do it.
Sure thing. Sorry, my mic cut out.
No, you're good. My next daily fantasy, I went Logan Thomas. I personally like picking tight ends in fantasy. I think they have high touchdown probability, and they are also much cheaper than wide receivers. I don't know that for a fact. I just kind of said that, so I might be wrong there. But I do know Heinicke loves Logan Thomas, so I like that one. And then my final one here, and man, I'm almost considering changing this, but I have Darius Slayton. So this is my long shot of this lineup. He is actually listed as the #3 wide receiver for the Giants. But I think he might see more targets than normal because Evan Engram is out and Kyle Rudolph just isn't getting open at tight end. So they might go more three wide receiver sets. And so Darius Slayton's kind of my sleeper pick of this lineup. Connor, go ahead and give us your lineup for tonight.
All right, so my MVP, I'm actually selecting Gibson. Selecting a quarterback.
I don't hate that.
Here's the way that I see it. Heineke's going to be throwing the ball. They're going to get ahead, and I don't think Daniel Jones is going to be able to do anything against this defense. So I have Gibson basically running the second half just so they can run the clock out. I think they're going to be far enough ahead to where they're just going to ground and pound for the rest of the game, as much as they can at least. So I have Gibson as my MVP. I have Heineke. I do not have Daniel Jones on my team.
Okay.
So I feel very let down by Daniel Jones last week. I don't trust him this week, so he's not even on my team. I feel like I'm saving a lot of salary cap on my pick by doing this.
Yeah, very well could be, yeah.
Then I have Sterling Shepard, same reasons as you. I do have Logan Thomas.
Yep.
And then I rounded it off with some guaranteed points by picking the kicker, Hopkins.
Nice. I love that your go-to, like my go-to is like the tight end. Your go-to is always the kicker. And I love that. Kickers never get the ownership percentage that they should, but they're always guaranteed pretty much to get points.
I think they gave me the winning edge last week. I think I was like 16th out of 100.
Yeah.
I think the kicker really separated me from them.
I love it. Absolutely love it. All right, Diz, this is your first dipping your toes into the daily fantasy, so let's hear what you got.
Four of Connor's five, which I love.
Right.
My MVP is Heineke, though.
Okay.
Big fan. He's just fun to watch. If he balls out, I make money, so I want him to be MVP. I got Antonio Gibson as well. I agree with Connor. I think they're going to run a lot after they get a lead. But I think Heineke's going to get them there first. I also have Dustin Hopkins as well, guaranteed double-digit points.
All right.
I have Sterling Shepard as well, 9 targets last week. He's pretty much all Danny Dimes can throw to. And then instead of Logan Thomas, I have Logan Thomas on my actual fantasy team.
Yep.
So I went with Terry McLaurin just because he didn't have a great week last week, but of the 4 targets he had, he caught every single pass. And I think 3 of those 4 receptions were after Fitzpatrick was out of the game. So yep. I think he's going to pop, and he was lower value than I expected. So that is my 5, very similar to you boys. But I'm not liking Danny Dimes at all, and I'm thinking Dustin Hopkins is going to win it for me and Connor.
Absolutely. To be honest with you guys, I actually think I like your guys' lineup more than I like my own. But I'm not going to change it. I'm going to let it ride. I'm going to stick with my gut. But I do say I like Dustin Hopkins for you guys. Diz, I love McLaurin. I think he's a great pick. And I can't believe that I didn't have Antonio Gibson on my lineup. So, but kind of like you said with Logan Thomas, Diz, I have Antonio Gibson on one of my actual full-length fantasy teams.
Yep.
And so I'm kind of like, it's kind of an emotional hedge, but I'm like, I don't want to put too much on one person and then have it come back and bite me in the butt.
Right.
Anything you guys want to add with daily fantasy before we move on to best bets?
How do the payouts work? So I was I joined one with 20 other people. The payout's $90. I did a $5 entry. If I'm like top 5, do I make money or something?
Well, it depends. Did you do the 50-50? If it's 50-50, then that means the top half make money, the bottom half don't. If it's a regular one, I'm not sure. It's like maybe top 30% or something. I don't remember exactly.
Okay. I'm not sure. I don't remember.
I was going to say, you might just want to look into it. Me and Connor, we've been messing around with the 50-50s. We're not going too crazy just yet, but I believe I'm 2-0 and Connor's 1-0. So we're trying to stay hot tonight.
Yep.
We did double our entry fee, though, so we're getting pretty crazy.
We did. We went from $1 entry fees to now $2 for this game. So if this game goes poorly, we might end up back at the $1.
We've got to earn the next level.
That's right. We're more risk averse than Diz was.
I wish I would have known that.
Well, and you asked which one we were in, and I told you, I was like, well, you can't really join ours because ours filled up fast, but they keep putting out more and more of like the same competition, but they only limit it to certain per competition. So
I just want to say before we move on, I think this is really dope, especially for Thursday night games. Because yeah. Sunday, you know, you got your hands full. You got multiple fantasy teams. You got teasers. You got parlays. Maybe you got some props, whatever. Sunday, you already got your hands full. I think this is dope for a Thursday night game, especially like not saying this game's a stinker, but it's not like the most riveting Thursday night matchup. So right. I love this, and it's going to give me a reason to watch some of this.
Absolutely. Jaguars-Texans Thursday night game. I know we had a brief taste of it on Sunday, but once that Jaguars-Texans Thursday night game that ends up being like a, you know, 10-7 game, that'll make that much more interesting. Or like Packers-Lions on Monday night. I think that one could be a stinker. So that could make that interesting. I know Connor's really pulling for the Lions money line there, but.
Oh, yeah. The plus 440 odds.
If anyone gives you plus 440 odds, you have to take it almost.
Absolutely. After seeing how great Aaron Rodgers did last game.
Oh, you're fighting with fire here, Connor. All right. Let's review best bets for Monday. Diz wasn't here, so he didn't have any best bets. I went 2-1, so... In the best bets competition, I am up 0.75 units, and Diz is down 1.69 units. I honestly think, Diz, I'm just going to nickel and dime my way to another free dinner.
Not a chance, Bob. I'm putting up more of a fight this year. The fact that you almost won a gambling tournament on Twitter, and I was one U.S. Open pick away from beating your ass, I think I should be favorite right now. If you could bet... On our best bets competition right now, I would be the underdog, and I would have some sweet value because I'm going to come back, and I'm going to make it close.
Funny, that was the same thing you said last month, and you didn't come back, and you didn't win. So,
but I made it close.
You did. You did make it close. I will give you that. But don't you worry. I've got some shit planned up, and it's going to be glorious. All right, so let's get into the best bets of the night. I actually only have two for you, and one of them doesn't even happen tonight. But it is what it is. First one, Diz, I'm coming at you with some college football. I am going Cincinnati -3.5 versus IU. I cannot believe this line is at this number. What did you think this line would have been at, Diz?
No, this is a spoiler. It's 100% one of mine as well. Me and Matty Ice were talking at the game. We just looked like such shit against Idaho. I know we won big, but looking sloppy, couldn't really run the ball even against Idaho. I was thinking 9.5 or 10, to be honest with you.
Exactly. I 100%. You saw the same game I did against Idaho. We won by 42 points, but it didn't matter. Okay. IU does not stand a chance this week. I hate to say it. I don't think they do, which leads me to
okay.
My...
Okay, I'll let you go because we have the same take here, but you can't say we don't stand a chance. I think at Memorial Stadium, stadium's going to be packed. It's like the first time since 2009 the stadium's been sold out. Actually, the stadium is going to be full, which I've never actually seen before. You know, we could win. But I think 3.5 is way too many points to give. So I want to make it clear. I agree with Patty, but not on the fact that we don't have a chance, because I think we do have a chance. I just think it could get messy.
Yeah. Which leads me to my side sauce bet of the night, Diz.
Oh, boy.
I took Cincinnati alternate spread -9.5 at +175 on DraftKings.
At +175?
Yes. Now... I am actually waiting to see if FanDuel puts up an alternate spread and see if I can get or find Cincinnati -20.5, because I honestly think we might lose by 3 touchdowns this weekend.
Holy, have some faith, Bob.
I actually made like kind of a side bet with our boy Corey, I asked him what he thought the spread should be or like what's going to happen. He says IU keeps it within 10. I said IU loses by 30, so I split the difference and said 20. But I would not be shocked, and I know I can probably get fantastic odds if I can actually find it somewhere for IU to lose by more than 20 points.
There's one thing called an emotional hedge, and then there's just rooting for your team to get blown out, and that I will not stand for.
I'm not rooting. I saw what I saw last week, Diz. But anyway, so Cincinnati -3.5 versus IU just doesn't feel like it's enough points. So I'm taking Cincinnati there. And then in the NFL, no surprise here, I'm going Washington football team -3.5. I like this one a lot. The Washington football team played a tough Chargers team last week and lost by 4 points. A lot of people think the Chargers have a chance to make it deep in the playoffs this year. And the Giants lost at home to the Broncos in week one, and I don't think the Broncos are all that good. So I think the Giants' offense is overhyped. They spent a lot of money on people that weren't very good this offseason. And I think the Washington football team defense eats up Danny Dimes. And does anyone know, is Saquon Ben officially said he's playing? I've seen questionable all day long.
He is playing, but I've heard he's not getting 100% of the reps that he normally would.
So the fact that he was questionable, he wasn't 100% last week, and they're already on a short week, I think it just makes sense that he's not going to play as much as people think. So I'm thinking Washington football team -3.5 here, easy money.
Well, I guess great minds think alike, because I have three, and those were two of my three.
Okay.
The biggest thing for me with Washington -3.5, now I will say I am certified cover boy, but I'm going with the favorites tonight. I think the favorites are going to cover the spreads all weekend, including Ohio State -24.5. There is no chance that Ohio State does not absolutely pop off after what happened last weekend. I know I lost on my bet to Ohio State last weekend. Truly cannot believe it. Oregon looked fantastic. Ohio State's going to bounce back. They could win by 60. I might do an alternate spread, like -58.5. I know nothing about Tulsa. I don't need to. Ohio State wins easy. And, Pat, you summed up my other two. It's an emotional hedge with Cincy. And just, like, looking at this IU football team so far, we're just a little rusty. Desmond Ritter is unbelievable. I think we lose by 10. I'm not doing an alternate spread because I don't hate my life. I want IU to win. I just have a little emotional hedge. Those are my three.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Now, Connor, I know you have a ton of bets going on tonight. We already heard your Sterling Shepard. Do you have anything, any kind of bet you want to share with people, or do you want to add anything that we haven't already said about this game tonight? I know you're our NFC Beast expert.
So I have, as we mentioned earlier today, Cam Sims to score a touchdown tonight.
Yes.
+950. Antonio Gibson to be the first touchdown scorer at +500. And there was also a $10 risk-free bet on a three-leg same-game parlay. I have Washington football team, money line, winning the game. Antonio Gibson to score a touchdown at any point, and Logan Thomas to score a touchdown at any point. And that is +695. So the odds have to be +400 or worse in order to qualify for this.
I mean, it sounds to me like you're giving out free money right there. I mean,
deep value. Yep. That is deep value.
The thing that's going to bone everybody is if just Antonio Gibson does not score a touchdown tonight.
Or if the Giants win.
Or if the Giants win, which I did kind of do a hedge there on one of my risk-free same-game parlays. I had one where the Giants covered the spread. So I did have a situation there where I basically just said, all right, I have enough bets on this game that's going for a Washington football team. I might as well do a hedge a bit here and have one that has the Giants doing something. All right. Hail Mary parlay of the day. It's already dead. The Reds suck. I mean, the Reds did end up winning that game, Diz. So does that make you guys one game back or half a game back from the Cardinals?
I haven't checked. We're dead.
So one thing to note, I absolutely went in today. After us sweeping the Mets last night, I went in today because I was like, If I go in right now and bet for the Cardinals to win the World Series, I'm going to have better odds right now than if I wait until the Cardinals make the playoffs and then bet them. So wow. I was able to get the Cardinals to win the World Series at plus 10,000 right now. So $1 wins me $100.
Is that what you put, $1?
Yeah, absolutely. So could I lose this right away and the Cardinals not make the playoffs? Absolutely. But if they happen to make the playoffs, which every indication right now says that they will, then all of a sudden those odds probably go down to like plus, you know, 5,000. Granted, it's a wild card. They have to win a lot of games to get there. But I mean, anything can happen in October. And the Cardinals are getting hot at the right time. All right. Anything you boys want to get off your chest before we call it a day?
My first teaser of the NFL season hit, which I was absolutely juiced about. And we're not stopping there. Two teasers. Every weekend pod, I'm hitting you with two teasers. If one of the two hits, we profit. Some weekends, two of the two are going to hit. I'm feeling dangerous.
Love it. I assume this weekend you're going to go like a 3 or 4 point teaser because there's so many games this weekend where the spread's 3.5.
No way, baby. 6 point teasers all day.
Hey, I mean, that still accomplishes the same thing, but yeah, I'm with you. I love it. Absolutely love it. Oh, and before we go, a little bit of a housekeeping note. So we are going to be doing our NFL episode tomorrow. So that'll be out tomorrow. So you'll have it a few days earlier this week to get out your football picks. As Connor mentioned, Football Friday is all the way back.
I'm excited. I love Football Friday. I was so sad when it was moved to Saturday.
Connor just doesn't perform the same on Saturday as he does on Friday. If it's Football Friday, he's here. He's all the way in.
That's right. I'm too busy looking at stats and everything on Saturday. I can't focus.
Connor will throw his Friday workday to the side for Football Friday.
That's right. That's all I'm thinking about on Friday.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Thank you all for listening. Remember to check us out on Twitter and Instagram at SportsBetByDome. Feel free to send us any DMs, messages, give us picks, advice, recommendations on how to make the show better. We are here for you. And just remember, bet together, win together. All right. Hope everyone has a wonderful night. Enjoy your Thursday night football game. Hopefully it's not a total stinker. And we will see you all tomorrow.
To sunshine.